MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, May 17, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Some sun today, windy, upper 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:33 p.m. Salem voters went to the polls yesterday and elected Dominic Pangelo as mayor. Pangelo earned 52.4% of the vote.
You know, I was really proud of the campaign we ran, the grassroots campaign. I think, you know, the door knocking, the phone calls, the direct connections with voters really made a difference. It was a short race, relatively speaking, so it was really important for us to get out there, and having those personal connections, listening to people at every precinct across the city, really, I think, made a big difference.
Pangelo was pleased with his overall performance throughout the city.
I'm pretty excited about the results across the board. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of work to do starting tomorrow, but I'm very excited about tonight's results for sure.
Pangelo is the former chief of staff for former mayor and lieutenant governor Kim Driscoll, who was on hand last night for the Pangelo celebration.
Yeah, so excited for him. He ran a great campaign. I know he'll be a great mayor, and really grateful that he's going to be the mayor in Salem.
Salem State Representative Manny Cruz was also on hand and is looking forward to working with the new mayor.
I'm very excited for Dominic and want to congratulate him on running an excellent campaign. I'd also like to extend my congratulations to Neil, who also ran a really good campaign. It was a very close race. And Dominic and I, we had a relationship that dates back to our days as key staffers for two leaders right here in Salem. And on my part as the state representative and the vice chair of the Salem School Committee, I'm very much looking forward to working with him. We have a strong working relationship already, and I think he's going to be ready on day one to be able to work with me, not only to deliver results for the children of the Salem Public Schools, but also to do the work that we need to do on Beacon Hill to ensure that Salem is equitably served. And I know we got a lot of work to do, and I'm hoping that we can get to hit the ground running next week.
Vote totals, Pangelo, 4,829. Former Salem Mayor Neil Harrington, 4,387. We do have a separate post up on the website with Pangelo's election night address to supporters. Election results for Manchester by the Sea. The two incumbent select board members were returned to office yesterday, the winner, Ann Harrington, and the other winner, John Round. The race for planning board was won by Susan Hansen Philbrick and Christopher Olney. A forum on prejudice was held last night at the Lynn Museum. The event was organized by Lynn attorney James Carrigan.
Well, we set it up because there has been so much discrimination against Jews. You see it all the time. So we were originally going to have a forum about the hate against Jews. And we did discuss that. I mean, we had a rabbi here. But it's not just Jews. It goes across the spectrum. And it's gone on for 1,000 years, and probably will go on another 1,000 years. But we're trying to get to some point where we can improve people's thinking about this stuff. It's stupid. The stories were great. The panel was fabulous. Each one of them had a good story to tell. And they were great examples of how prejudice works. And they're all educated. And they're all seeking education, and they were treated like they didn't have education, or their families were treated that way. But so I thought it was very, very well done.
The event featured a variety of speakers with unique stories to share on their experiences. Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson attended the event, spoke to the audience, and shared his thoughts with MSO News.
Yeah, I think it really was a great opportunity to hear folks' stories. Incredibly grateful to Attorney Carrigan, the Greater Lynn Bar Association, and really all the folks that stepped up tonight to share their stories. Really moving, really important conversation.
The event was sponsored by the Lynn Bar Association and was moderated by St. Mary's History and Social Studies teacher Michael Jalbert.
A variety of powerful personal messages from our speakers tonight that shared things that had happened to them and how those things had impacted them in pretty dramatic ways. Amelia's story was incredibly moving because it made her even consider leaving our country. And that, to me, is incredibly tragic and what's most tragic about her story is she said, nobody stood up to defend her. And I think we all have to rise up to combat prejudice of any kind. We all have to do it.
Again, the event was a forum on prejudice with the hope of hopefully finding a peaceful solution. Swampscott Town Meeting members have approved a zoning change to allow the Hadley School to be turned into a 60-unit hotel. The Daily Item is reporting today that the town meeting has also authorized the select board to continue to extend the use of the Hawthorne by the Sea property through 2025. And Stop and Shop has announced that it's planning to eliminate plastic bags at their store locations. Shoppers will be charged for any paper bags they may need for their groceries. The store does not sell reusable bags. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics will open up their NBA Eastern Conference Finals tonight at the Garden against Miami. Tip-off is at 8:30 on TNT. Game 2 will be Friday night in Boston. All games in this series will have 8:30 p.m. tip-offs. The Red Sox finally won. They beat Seattle last night 9-4 at Fenway Park. The two teams play again tonight at Fenway. Boys lacrosse from yesterday. Marblehead beat Masconom at 12-6. St. John's Prep edged Bishop Girton of New Hampshire 12-11. In high school baseball, Bishop Fenwick beat Bishop Stang 3-2. This is Fenwick coach Matt Antonelli.
Huge, huge win for us against a very, very good program and good baseball team. We'll start off with Mikey Geisler. Complete game, was excellent on the mound. In big situations, he made big pitches. So awesome job by him. Defense was great. We made all the plays. We made the routine plays. We made the tough plays. Costa Beachin with a diving play there at the end. Andrew McKenzie with a diving play in right field or a sliding play. So great defense. And then offensively, Carter McFadden was on base three times. He had a triple past the center fielder, which was huge for us. Cormac Heaney with two hits, game-winning RBI. And then Christy Angelo had two hits as well. So we needed big hits. We got them. We got the pitching and we got the defense. So really all a complete game all around for us. So we play these guys again in 2 days. So we're going to get ready tomorrow to play them. They're a great opponent, so it'll be a tough game, but we'll be ready to play.
Bishop Fenwick baseball coach Matt Antonelli. We have a lot of sports coming up in the next couple of days, including the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows on Thursday morning, plus the Endicott College men's baseball team and women's softball teams are competing later this week in the NCAA tournament. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.